Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
One of those scared me pretty bad.
The
as a
second
kid.
One.
With the twin one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one freaked me out.
Yeah, where it looks like Santa has veneers.
Yes.
And too much filler.
Yeah. Really didn't do well for the old noggin when I was a child.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, it's Christmas.
Ding, 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 ding.
Santa.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's the Personality Hires podcast. It is your favorite co-worker's favorite podcast. I'm joined by the merriest elves this side of the Mississippi River. I've got Rebecca.
Hi, happy Hanukkah Christmas.
Jackson.
Ho, ho, ho.
Which is what you were this... No, that doesn't make sense. You're in a relationship.
Yes, I am.
He's a married man.
He's going to be a married man. And Mikey.
Should Rebecca sit this one out?
Because I'm like 25% Jewish. I think I need to put a statement out right now. I'm not even half Jewish. I'm literally like 30% Jewish.
She's a Jew. All right,
you don't have to
when
justify
it's convenient
it
for her.
That's true.
You don't have to justify your Jewishness.
Probably the most Jewish thing that you do.
I'm a Jew fish. I Jew fish a lot, and my Jewish friends don't like it. So I need to put out a statement that I am not a practicing Jewish person. I'm not culturally Jewish either.
It sounds like you don't want to be Jewish.
Well, I want presents on Christmas.
Do you want them on Hanukkah too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you have a menorah in your house?
We do.
Why do I not believe you?
No, we do.
We were there at your house that was decorated for Christmas. And I didn't see it.
I didn't see no damn dreidels
First
over there.
First of all, it was not even decorated for Christmas because we barely have Christmas decorations. We have a menorah.
Classic Jews.
We have a menorah on the decorative shelf. If Mikey had looked to his left while he was sitting, he would have seen it.
Cool.
Does anyone know what that was?
That was Jackson. You did that, didn't you?
No, it's your phone or wallet.
I pushed the wallet off the couch.
Oh, I thought we had a ghost. In here.
Okay, that's actually not the Jewish part of her.
Oh,
dropped her wallet.
Yeah. No, not Jewish.
Because it was so heavy from all her savings. Anyway, and I'm Abby. Welcome to the Personality Hires Christmas episode. What do we got locked and loaded for our Christmas special?
This one's just going to be a silly, goofy episode.
We're taking it easy. It's Christmas time.
Aren't we always silly and goofy?
Sometimes I cry.
If you work in an office, the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, I believe, are the least productive of the
year. You know what's fucked up, though?
What?
My job is the opposite. I joined the worst possible time.
Oh, no.
For some reason, the marketing budgets are not always fulfilled throughout the year, so that all these companies and brands have a ton of money to throw out there that they need to use up by the end of the year. And so for that reason, we're like crazy busy right now. But then, yes, generally speaking.
Then you won't have anything to do in January. That's like the slowest month.
I know. I'm so excited.
This holiday season is also when no one is hiring, and that is horrible.
Yes. Or no, they are hiring, but then like the schedules are all messed up because it's like, well, I'm traveling, and then they're traveling, and then that person's out. And so then it's like, okay, this should have taken a week, but because everybody's out or taking time off, it takes forever.
Yeah. It doesn't stop people from any industry to like take off a couple days, because the amount of out of office emails that I get automatic responses from is kind of shocking. And I'm like, this needs to be done today.
It's only December, you know, 1st or whatever. But I mean, then you get to January.
No, it's not. It's Christmas Eve.
Well, I was making a reference to like you emailing people earlier throughout the month, but like then you get to January and then finally like the Q1 budget's clear. And then I feel like that's when like the floodgates are getting hired.
Floodgates.
That's
me after all that hot chicken I ate earlier. My floodgate is open.
Yeah, someone has been ripping ass the whole time. Somebody has been ripping ass, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, something is pillaging my nose.
Mine has not begun yet, but it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be really bad. I had some hot chicken earlier, and I usually get medium. I got hot this time. And it was like, it bothered me while I was eating.
Yeah, you're not helping your case.
It wasn't me, I swear.
I'm sitting very close to you.
Yeah, but also,
I've been holding it in, and that's how I know it's not.
That means it's probably leaking out.
It's leaking out. Oh my God. It's seeping out of your pores.
I do have a flood gape, so that could be the problem here.
God.
Hot dog down the hallway.
Wow, this is a very jolly start to this episode.
What are you guys doing for Christmas?
Christmas. Can I start us off here?
Yeah.
Is that for the last like 5 years, my sister's canceled gifts, which really bothers me.
How is that?
Because they're like, come on, let's just hang out as a family and drink champagne and we'll have fun together. And it's like, but I want a present. Yeah. I want a present. And so finally this year, we have agreed to come up with a new thing where each sibling, we pulled names out of the hats, and each sibling gets someone else something.
Huh.
But you tell them exactly what you want. So I wanted Highway Prayers vinyl by Billy Strings, and I wanted a Lego set.
Mm. Which one?
Any of them, but something that moves.
Mm.
And not Star Wars. Why is all Legos Star Wars?
It's not even remotely true. There's some Star Wars, but...
But also, we had significant others involved in this at the beginning, so it would be my girlfriend and my sister's boyfriend. We end up kicking them out, but anyone want to take a wild guess of what Trent asked for?
What Trent asked for?
You could probably get kind of close, knowing her.
Bubble bath.
No, that's
she like handbags. Something. I feel like girls like a purse.
She has way too many.
No, it's definitely something really situationally niche and definitely useless.
I feel like as much as you've been spending on Reggie, I feel like maybe it's just like another prescription for January for his congestive heart failure.
I was like, is it something for Reggie? Is it like Lana Del Rey cameo?
It's not for Reggie, but it's an animal.
An animal. She wants an. Oh, is it a fish?
It's an eel.
She wants an eel?
Yeah. So now we've kicked them out, but my whole family's getting her an eel for our fish tank.
I know a good sushi spot down the street. Hey, all right. Eel.
Okay, but I say all that to say this. I drew my sister's name. What she asked for is infuriating. Now, do you guys want to give this another shot? You don't know her that well, but just knowing that she has canceled
presents.
What's
the budget?
It's just being reasonable. But okay. Probably below $50.
Sure. Can you give us like a category?
Yeah.
Useful.
Mm. Ooh, is it like a Cuisinart set or something? Like a mixing
not
situation?
Sure what any of those words were. Cuisinart?
Oh.
Something in the kitchen.
A Ninja Creamy.
Oh.
Electric toothbrush.
No. It's a mop bucket.
A mop bucket?
And a mop.
A mop bucket.
That's what she wants for Christmas?
Isn't that so depressing?
That's
what do you mean
so sad.
Yeah, but like terrible. It is practical.
Whenever my brother turned like 12 or something, he got a leaf blower for his birthday. And he was excited about it because he was mowing lawns and stuff. But it depressed the hell out of me. I was like, this is what you want now?
Don't they have like better alternatives than mop bucket? And mop now?
It's kind of it's a little bit on the fancier side. She started off with just I need a new mop bucket, and then we all talked her into now I have to get her a mop too. She got greedy. Now she's getting a mop and a mop bucket.
I was about to say, like, does she know how inexpensive regular mops can be? It's like when you get into the Swiffer and Shark territory that they start upcharging you.
She's been using regular mops. My family is very good with money. And whenever I say very good with money, they won't buy anything.
They're like the 30% of Rebecca.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Mikey, your hair's getting pretty long. We can just like dunk you in a bucket and then just like start swiping you across the floor.
I don't think so.
A little mop head.
Say no.
So how often are you supposed to mop? Because I've never mopped once in my life.
Ooh. Hey, do you get grocery store feet whenever you walk through your house?
What is that?
What?
It's whenever your feet are black. I don't know where that saying comes from, but it's called grocery store
That's
feet.
That's a really southern thing.
Is it?
It sounds like bar tar.
It's a thing where like southern people bar go tar. To the grocery store without shoes.
Oh, that'd be fun. It's like a barefoot to the grocery store.
Old stereotype.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay, yeah, that's basically what's going on with me. What are you doing this season?
Okay.
Wait, what do you celebrate? Like Kwanzaa or something?
Thank you. No, big Christmas guy here.
Okay.
Love it.
Forget about it when it comes to Christmas for Jackson.
So my mom and my fiance's sister share a birthday, which is 6 days before Christmas, which is a tough time.
Yeah,
right?
That's tough. Mm.
So we've kind of had an agreement where we'll either spend the birthday in Atlanta with my mom and then go spend Christmas with her family and presumably her sister, or the opposite of that every year.
This year, my mom's turning the big 6-0.
6 days.
So that's a big deal for us. So we're going to be spending the pre-Christmas celebrations at home and do a little Christmas with my family. And then afterwards, we'll be flying to her family to celebrate with them. Now, similarly to your Grinch sister, my fiance's sister also was like, guys, family's getting big. Christmas is getting a little out of hand because the last few times that I've been up there for Christmas, it's been, I mean, it's a lot of fun because you get a lot of Christmas presents and it's very merry and jolly and
jolly.
Great. And it feels good. The whole family's sitting around the tree and everyone's passing out Christmas presents and there's like so many and it's so great and it's so fun.
That's sick.
I know. And I've loved it. And then like a few months ago, I get this text because I made it into the family group chat.
Ooh.
And they were like, how do we feel about, like, no gifts this year?
Worst text ever. I get it every year now.
And everyone's like, you know what? You're right. The family's growing. People are having kids. It's, like, getting a little out of hand. And I'll admit, it was a lot of stuff, but
would you? So do you have to get presents for everyone?
Yeah.
I never get presents for anybody.
You don't have like to stand on what your sister says that she doesn't want gifts then. But yeah, we get gifts for everyone. We bring an extra suitcase or two with gifts in them, or we ship stuff directly up there and wrap them beforehand. Like, it's a big deal. So then everyone's like, yeah, you're right, like maybe. So then I send a big text that says, oh, Jackson joins the family, and all of a sudden everyone wants to cancel Christmas this year.
They're like, we can't handle one more gift.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the engagement was great on the text message, but everyone was still in agreement that they're not going to be doing gifts. Instead, the suggestion was they did a random name generator where everyone gets paired up together, and you're supposed to have just a nice little one-on-one time with a person from the family.
What?
No, oh, I hate that.
And they had, so if you were on like the left column, you have to plan it. And if you're on the right column, then you're like good to go. And then afterwards, we all get together and we all share the fun experience that we all had together.
Hold on.
This is
one person has to plan it. The other has to do nothing?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the other person probably is going to be the one that's like maybe presenting in front of everyone about like how it went, you know? And so I got paired with my fiance's sister-in-law, who I love dearly. And she's been throwing out a lot of fun suggestions. Like,
your
I'm very excited.
Your sister-in-law is your sister.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be. It can be her brother's wife.
I rescind.
Damn, I shouldn't have hopped on board with that.
Wait, what kind of ideas has she thrown out?
So first she was like, there's this really shitty winery that I think it'd be fun to just go get like absolutely hammered there that's nearby that I've never been to before. And I was like, that would be pretty funny. But then we were thinking about going to do go-karts and like having a whole day of that.
Hold on. Explain to me who this person is again. Who are you paired with?
His fiance's sister-in-law.
Yes.
Sister-in-law. So it's
fiance's brother's wife.
Okay. Got it.
Yes.
Continue.
So she's thrown out a few things. We've thought about pairing up with a couple of other people and maybe doing that together, but that's going to be Christmas this year. And no, I'm not being a Grinch. I'm not upset about it. Obviously, it'd be nice to have the fun Christmassy event that happens every year.
But, yeah, you don't seem upset at all.
I really am not. It's just going to be different. And I'm excited to see what she actually comes up with our concrete plans.
Tell me your fiance's family is white without actually saying it. This is a white thing. This is Cracker Jack City.
This is charades in Christmas.
Yeah, why don't you spend the day at Cracker Barrel with your fiance's sister-in-law? Like, it's the only way you could get whiter.
It is, it's pretty one-on-one white family time. But
is there any weird matchups?
No, I wish that I got paired up with the one-year-old.
Oh, that's
that
fun.
That would have been really fun. But everything kind of weirdly lined up, I think.
Just get wasted with that one-year-old.
That's kind of a weird thing. I wish I was spending the day with a baby.
No, that's funny. There'd be a bunch of funny things.
He's like obsessed with cars, so I would have bought like 1,000 remote control cars for us, and then we would have had a fucking day.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Rebecca, what you got going on?
Well, it's just a traditional Lancaster Christmas in which one of my sisters is coming and we open presents under the tree. For Christmas Eve, we always watch It's a Wonderful Life and we cry a little bit.
That movie sucks.
I love that movie.
Wait, which one is that? Is that where he's going to jump off the bridge?
Yes.
It's a, okay. It's a Jimmy whatever. What's his name? Jimmy
Garoppolo?
Stewart? No, it's Jimmy Moskowitz. Stewart. And he goes, Mary, you want the moon, Mary? I'll take a loss and I'll pull it down for you.
Wait, hold on. But
it's very transatlantic.
So wait, so there's one where the guy gets visited by ghosts. That's, and that's Scrooge.
That's a Three Christmas Stooges. Carol.
And he keeps on saying, bah, humbug.
Yes.
But then this one, the angel like shows him his past life and his future life or something?
Yes. Okay. Yes. He regrets his choices and he's wants to commit suicide. But then an angel's like, that would be bad.
And his kid's got like a gimp leg?
No, he does. Or his brother does.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his brother. I'm trying to change it to A Muppet Christmas Carol, which I successfully did last year because I love that movie. But we just open presents together. Like it's me and my sister and my parents and my other sisters in Alaska. So we have to ship her presents. And then we usually have a big breakfast and we pick a really, really long movie and we all sit and watch it together.
Like
that's like Christmas
full
Day.
Lord of the Rings extended trilogy.
Yeah. Honestly, something
really?
Like that.
So you like spend like the whole day watching.
We spend the whole day watching a movie. I will always remember when we watched Bird Box on Christmas. That was like
a big
Christmas
movie.
Yes. That was a big Christmas movie. But I am having a predicament and it just came across my desk. And so I want to see what you guys think because
what do you got?
Here's the problem. I have a boyfriend now. I have a boyfriend for Christmas.
We know.
I know.
Believe us, we know.
I have a boyfriend for Christmas. And of course, he is going to be celebrating with his family at his mother's house with his sister and brother. And a few days ago, he was like, so what should we do for Christmas? And I was like, well, of course, you want to be with your family on Christmas morning. And I want to be on with my family Christmas morning. So, you know, we'll spend Christmas morning separately opening presents with our family and then we'll meet up. And he was like, yeah, okay, I'm excited for you to come over, like it's gonna be so nice. I don't want to do that.
I know this part sucks so bad.
I don't want to go. You come here. Exactly.
You haven't had this conversation with him yet?
No.
This is like, I remember being very keen on getting this conversation out of the way of Thanksgivings and Christmas, just the holiday season when you have a partner.
So I went to his Thanksgiving with his entire extended family.
Ooh,
so I'm like,
that's a point.
You know what?
Yep.
Come to mine. His mom's house is like decked out for Christmas. So he actually has like Christmas coziness. Like,
come watch Bird Box for 5 hours at our place.
Yeah. I'm like, I have to watch, like, I don't know, Amadeus at home for like 4 hours with my sister. I can't come over to your house and celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. This part really is brutal, but I think I can't even remember what we've done in the past, but I think you just gotta separate for the day.
No. You Why? Alternate years.
Oh, no.
Here's where I come in because I think unless you're engaged or married, you get to spend holidays separately. Like you're not a part of the family yet.
But get
if,
to
unless
this.
You want to spend it with his family. But if you're like, I'd rather spend it at my parents' house with my sisters, I think you are totally.
Oh, you don't have a leg to stand on of pulling them to you or them pulling them, you pulling you the other way.
Yeah, but it's not about you get to do anything. It's like you want to spend it with your significant other still, but it's just like, I also really want to spend it with my family. So
Yeah.
No, that's why I say just you got to separate.
No.
I know it sucks.
I want to spend it with him. And for me, after the presents are open, that's like Christmas is over. Like we're just relaxing after that.
Yeah.
We don't have traditions. We don't have a big dinner.
You
we don't
do like
anything.
A Christmas dinner?
No, not at all. We have like takeout.
That's sick. I love that.
Yeah. Mm, we don't
good.
Have anything
I love our
big.
Christmas dinner.
Oh God. I bet his family does. I bet they do dinner.
That means which that's a good thing though. That means that you get to do Christmas morning at your house and then you get to go over to his place.
No,
for Christmas
but I
dinner.
Know where you're coming from. You want to stay in the coziness of your own home with your own family.
Yes.
And that sucks, but you got
to
go.
Maybe a little bit of chaotic having to socialize.
But it's not like, here's the good thing is like you guys live in the same city with your family. So you don't have, it's not like you have to travel and it's like, oh, we have to go spend Christmas dinner in Milwaukee and then come back.
It's like 20 minutes.
Nobody, like 15 minutes.
Nobody's feeling, I feel you completely, Rebecca. That sucks.
I want
to,
yeah.
You have to. It's going to be a sad
I already
Christmas
know.
For you. It's, you know what the sad part is the second you have to walk out the door and leave your family and a crackling fireplace, and they're watching the armadillos or whatever.
Armadillos.
They're watching the armadillos. And, yeah, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's what's going to happen. I already know. I'm going to have Christmas morning, and then I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go to... Because I want to see him on Christmas. I'm really excited about the gifts I got him. I'm excited about the gifts he got me. So I want to exchange it and be romantic and have fun on Christmas, but I don't want to leave my couch.
You could probably... weasel your way into him coming over Christmas Eve, leaving late at night.
Oh, and then we go to dinner at his family's house.
When?
Christmas Eve?
So.
Oh, wait. Separate, hold on. Now you might have a leg to stand on.
Separate Christmas mornings, of course.
Yep.
And then afternoon Christmas, he comes over, watches a movie with me and my sister, as is tradition. And then I leave with him and go to his mother's house to have Christmas dinner.
There you go. You're good. That's Hell not yeah. that sad then. That's
no, okay. I'm just trying to think about how my fiance and I spent our first like holiday season together. But you're in a different situation because you've met his entire family like this.
Yes.
Also, they're local, which also makes a difference. But we just had like, I don't know, the week before where we picked a day of like, this is going to be our Christmas, where we sat around the tree and we pretended like it was Christmas, had a nice dinner, did the whole thing, and then we separated for the holidays. But you have actually very nice convenience luxuries at your disposal.
That's true.
You shouldn't take for granted
that. I am so privileged and blessed on this holiday.
Abby Murphy, what do you got going on?
So my family is so weird because for as Christian as my parents are, we really don't make a big deal about Christmas.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's the best part about being a Christian.
No, I know. I'm like the one, this is like our Super Bowl.
That's the whole point.
This is why you suffer the other 363 days and the whole Christian guilt. Also, you can sit there in church and be like, yeah, I was here the other Sundays. All you bitches that are filing in for just the Christmas and Easter services. I have my own pew that I'm used to. So we would sometimes do like a Christmas service. We don't really do that anymore, honestly, because I'm like, it's the same story. It's kind of like rewatching a movie over and over. Mm. Like, we've done this. We've sang Silent Night. Like, we know what happens.
Oh, my friends who would go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve, that I was never jealous of.
Yeah. We did kind of have a new tradition over the last couple of years where I would always make us like an aggressively hard reservation to get for Christmas. Like, one year we went to Burns in Tampa, which is like this really tough to get into steakhouse in Tampa, and I was so excited because I'm like, I fought so hard for this 7 p.m. reservation, and it's a special Christmas meal. 7 p.m. at Burns on Christmas Eve. I was like, I went to war, you guys, to get this to this reservation. And so I'll usually pick like a fun restaurant or somewhere that's hard to get into as like a special steakhouse to go to. Mm-hmm. But the last couple years, it's just kind of been like dwindling. And so literally, I'm just going down to Tampa. I have no idea what we're doing. I know at some point we're opening gifts. But then, like, my brother's got to go hang out with his fiance, so, like, it's going to be pretty slow-paced.
Did you get gifts for everyone?
I will usually get everybody one gift. So, this coming out Christmas Eve, they're not going to listen. I got my parents custom beach towels for their new house in Tampa.
Cute.
I got my brother a big value pack of these. It's this place in Tampa called Storm. It's like these energy electrolyte drinks that he loves. So mm-hmm. I got him like a big custom pack of that. And I'm really excited about my future sister-in-law's gift. I got her a Love Shack Fancy Stanley cup because she loves Love Shack Fancy and Stanley. And not only did I get her that, but then I got her a little charm bracelet that hangs on the handle of the mug that says her name. It's so cute.
That's really cute.
Bitches love Stanley Cups.
Bitches love a Stanley Cup. Jeez. But honestly, like, of course I love to give gifts because I do think it's a love language. Like, even though it's kind of, like, I think people look down on the gifts thing. They're like, oh, well, it's like, it's so materialistic. But I think listening to people and buying them a gift that you know that they're going to love is a way to show them love. So I love doing that, but I also really like wrapping gifts. Like, I find that so fun. Like, making it look so pretty and being like, here you are. Because my family never did that. Like, they would always just get, like, I don't know, Walmart wrapping paper and then just kind of, like, shove it into a bag or something. Whereas, like, I love making it, like, something that can sit under your tree and be like, oh, Abby got me a gift, and you think about it for the next month.
No, that is really nice. It makes it so pretty and, like, cozy under the tree. It's festive.
We should have done gifts. We messed up. Well, next year.
Well, let's do a
Secret Santa.
What if we did this where it's like we go around and we say what we would have gotten each other.
Okay.
No, and this, so we don't have to spend any money.
It has to be funny.
I want something funny. It's gotta be that's funny. Like time to think.
Yeah. I would have gotten Mikey something beer related, some kind of like koozie that says I like country music and Miller Lite or something. I don't know.
Nice. I would have gotten Mikey. Actually, I just got the Christmas one of Willie Nelson's Christmas CDs from a vintage store, so I probably got you that.
That's wholesome.
Paper.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty paper.
Yeah, pretty paper. Oh,
wait, I'm amending mine. I'm getting Mikey a custom koozie from Etsy, and then I'm going to take one of the photos from when he shaved his head, and I'm going to screen print it on the koozie.
Actually, that would be fun.
So you can always remember that time in his life.
I want to get Mikey his old car repaired so that he no longer has to drive around in whatever the hell that abomination
Honda
is.
Honda CRV, baby.
This car is such an upgrade. You were driving, what, a Miata? Yeah.
I loved the Miata, though.
Yeah, the Miata was so fun. I'm driving a Honda CRV now, and it's
not
embarrassing.
You. It's not you.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's
a nice car.
Like, whenever I am meeting you somewhere, I'm like, wait, what car do you drive again?
Just look for the gayest car in the parking lot.
Found it.
I would get Mikey Kratom from the gas station.
Thank you.
Good.
All right, that's good. Everyone just get me stuff next year.
Yeah, perfect.
Rebecca, I'll get you really more naked baby statues.
Yeah. I want more naked baby statues. Your Sunny's exactly Angels. What I want. Yeah, there's a new Christmas line, and it's extremely cute. They're actually wearing clothes, so Rebecca. It's okay.
This is what I would get. This is exactly what I would have done. I'm going to get you a couple of Sunny's Angels, your naked baby statues.
Yes.
But before you can get to the Sunny's Angels, I'm going to put a picture on a piece of paper, and when you pull out that piece of paper, the picture that's on it is just gonna be a picture of Chris Hansen.
Oh my god, that's funny. That's funny.
Thank
that's
god.
Jesus.
Do you know why you're here?
No, because of my babies.
Rebecca, I have to take you and Kyle to this place that we just went to at Perimeter Mall yesterday called Gotcha.
I was just at Perimeter Mall. What is that?
Oh my god. So Kate and I went yesterday to do Christmas shopping. Also, the mall is a great time during the holidays just because it's so festive and fun. You never catch me in a mall any other time. But they have this store there where it's like all these fun claw machines and like game arcades, which you would like too, Mike. But they have like Smiskies and Sunny's Angels and Pokemon cards.
Are you kidding me?
As the prizes. And we spent a lot of money there.
I'm so mad. So oh my God. I was just there and I had no idea this existed.
It's in the corner by the Dillard's.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, but we should all go, honestly, because it was super fun.
That sounds great. Yeah. I would love that.
I'd get Rebecca a razor for her life.
Oh my God.
My legs are really hairy
right
now. Right
in my face.
Yeah. I thought Rebecca had leg warmers on today.
Oh my God.
Turns out she's wearing shorts.
Wait.
They're really hairy right now.
That's crazy.
I'm growing them out a little because I want to get them waxed because I'm sick of shaving them.
I'm trying to convince the lady to do it. She won't.
What about laser?
A little... What?
Laser?
No. Grow it out. Let's see what happens.
Hell yeah.
No.
Come on. I want to see.
Do it.
I want to see whatever version you can present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get them waxed so they won't always be this furry, but this is like them at like barely any of their power.
Rebecca looks like a laboo-boo.
Just feeling a little anti-Semitic, you guys.
Wait. Jackson's got to do his line. Last year, Rebecca was growing out her leg hair, and Jackson says,
yuck.
Yeah, I mean,
yuck. Yeah,
that turned into a big old radio bit where people were not happy with me.
People hated them for that.
Not enough, honestly. I got some flack, too.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Fucking put those away.
What would I get, Jackson? Miller Lite. He hates it.
I hate Miller Lite.
I mean, I would get Jackson Pokemon cards for sure.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
There's a funny thing.
I feel like I'm very easy to give gifts to.
Now I go to this card shop that has all like the graded cards, and they have like really cute, like cheap ones. I'd get you a funny cheap one.
Do you know who my favorite Pokemon is?
I feel like you've told me that.
Charizard.
It's so basic, though. So, then like, you can
Pikachu.
Guess it.
Is it Charmander?
It's Pikachu.
Pikachu?
Hey, I guess
it legitimately is.
Okay. I get you a fun little Pikachu card.
Please. I have a whole binder with only Pikachu cards.
That's fun. I like that.
I'd get Jackson a bumper to a Tesla, even though he crashed his Tesla and sold it. Don't have a bumper.
So then I only have the bumper and no longer the car.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I would get Jackson a wrapped up in a bow, beautiful version of my resume because I want him to get me a job.
Hire me.
Yes,
I'm going to get Jackson a new iPhone so he replies to my text messages. I'm so sick of everybody ignoring me. I'm trying to push our podcast along.
I'm busy.
No, you're not. We're all busy.
What do you mean, no, I'm not? We're all busy. Those are the opposite things.
We're all busy. We all have shit going on. Answer your text. It's rude.
I'm pretty busy.
I just worked like a 7-hour day today, and I was just thinking like, is Rebecca still just in bed right now? Like, what is this?
I was actually Googling a lot of information for a job interview tomorow that I'm not qualified for.
How to get a job.
I was sitting in bed.
Yeah, she was in bed. I was out in the damn cold working. Yeah.
All right, what are we getting Abby?
Abby gets a knife to cut the top part of her sock off. I'm very anti-ankle socks.
Really? Those aren't too bad.
Not funny, apparently. Not
Thanks, question mark.
What would I get, Abby? I feel like I have stuff saved on my Etsy for you specifically.
I do honestly. Love Etsy for a gift.
A mold of Travis Kelce's dick.
Oh, my God.
Ew. That's like... that's like my father.
Wait, is that a thing?
Did I do this or was this just an idea that I had? I always get people who have pets like t-shirts of their pets.
Oh, you did get me the Eras Tour with Della on it.
Okay, that was really cute.
You could get one with Betty now so I can have matching ones.
Honestly, that's a good idea. That's exactly what I would do. I would get you a Betty Eras Tour t-shirt.
She has great photos too. Like, Betty's very like wonky and takes like the weirdest pictures.
Well, you gotta send them if you want the tea.
I'll send you them. So a knife to kill myself.
What about Orange Theory? Have you ever done that? I know you've been working out a lot. I know you've been working. This is not a joke. I know you've been working out. Have you done Orange Theory? I think you would thrive.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
What?
You're playing a dangerous game.
Wait, does she hate Orange Theory?
Yeah, I'll just take the knife.
Do you want a scale?
Here's a Peloton and a scale.
Jesus,
no, she's been on a workout journey.
In a membership to Nutrisystem while you're at it.
She's been on a journey. We lifted a heavy box the other day, and I was like, it seems fun. If I was working out and I was a girl, Orange Theory seems fun.
Mikey's just like, how can I give Abby an eating disorder?
My God.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I have a question, and I might expose myself. I'm a little embarrassed because I don't know if this is like a thing. When I get into a relationship and it's our first Christmas, sometimes I go a little over the top with my gifts. So I want to know, based on the gifts that I am getting my boyfriend, Kyle, if I did too much. Gifting is my love language, too. You were talking about that, Abby. I'm obsessed with gifting. It shows that you know a person, mm-hmm. that you like have been listening to them, that you like think about them and consider them. I love getting gifts. And I love giving gifts. And I think that's a perfectly amazing love language.
Did you set a budget?
I don't even want to know how much I spent. But
she's unemployed. Her budget is $4.
I got a lot on sale, so it's fine. Here's what I got, because he's not going to listen to this. I got him some prescription sunglasses, because he wears glasses.
The transitions lenses?
No, just some sunglasses.
Are
that
you
can
sure
just
they look
wear.
Good on him?
I picked out ones that I think will look good on him, because no joke, his sunglasses, what he does in his car... He puts on a pair of Burt Show merch sunglasses over his glasses.
No.
That's what he does That's to funny. Drive around.
Hey, you need to be clear, though, when you give him the glasses, that if he doesn't like them, like, he's free to exchange them for something. Because people are very particular about stuff like that.
He can absolutely return everything. He is very particular, and he's also very, very frugal. He's half Jewish, so, you know, it's even more than me.
So together you guys make a whole Jewish person.
We make 80% of one.
You make 75% of someone who's Jewish.
I also got him a new jacket from, like, Abercrombie, which was really good on Black Friday sales.
Nice.
I got him a pair of sneakers. I got him Vans.
Okay, wait, hold on. Just slow this down for a second. Do you not like his style? Because you gave him all clothes that you chose.
This is a little fucked up. This is a little on the nose.
It was nice at the glasses, and then you said the sweatshirt, and everyone likes the sweatshirt. You got him
and now shoes. Okay, now what's
He's
else?
He's my Ken doll, and I like to dress him up.
No, oh my God. If my lady said that. That sucks.
No, girls love that shit. It's just like,
but don't say it. Have it in your head.
He likes it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know. He probably likes it. Oh. He's ever said he doesn't like it. Who doesn't like new clothes? His style is fine. He has a very normal white man
we
style.
Actually cracked the code. He hates his style. Oh my god, he's gonna be dressed like her, isn't he?
He's gonna walk in with Crocs with the little niblets on it.
That's not true.
Okay, no, what else did you get?
I got him a jacket because he pointed out a jacket that he liked and I got it for him. Okay, anyway. And
I got him deodorant.
No, I got him shoes because he has these black Pumas that I do hate. Mm-hmm. And they're so beat up.
Shocking.
He needs new shoes. He just wears everything out.
Rebecca, this sounds like gifts for you.
Is it a subscription to Stitch Fix next?
No. And then finally, one time he told me like his favorite movie of all time is this like live band concert for this Japanese band in the 90s where the front man like died after the whatever the thing. And so I remembered that and I looked to see if I could get him like merch, like a t-shirt from the band. They don't ship out of Japan.
You sure it's Japan, not Charlino Sanchez Mexican?
No, it's Japan. Okay. It is Japanese. So I had to use a third-party vendor to get a cool t-shirt from the band from Japan sent over.
More clothes. And,
yes, it is more clothes, but it's sentimental. That's the coolest thing I think he'd be really excited about.
What do you think he's going to get you?
He hasn't given me any hints or anything because I'm like so bad with like surprises. I want to give you a gift as soon as I have it.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Like I want to give it to you immediately. No, he's like closed off completely. He said he thinks I'll love it and he's excited to give it to me, but I have no idea.
It's a massive labubu.
Oh, God, please no. It might be like a ton of Blu-rays because like he knows I collect a lot of Blu-rays.
That'd be cool.
I think he probably would do something like that.
Oh, all probably movies that you like and that are within your style, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's going to love it. This is nice.
Here's my list for presents for Trin. Really, the funniest one is the first one. Presents for Trin, step stool. She really wants a step stool.
That's it?
Something Lana Del Rey, stickers, cotton pads, parentheses CVS, parentheses dots, question mark. I'm going to have to figure out what any of that means.
Nice.
Honeymoon, I guess that's the vinyl Lana Del Rey, plain belly button ring, diamond on top, diamond on bottom. Going to have to figure out what that means.
Probably a diamond on the top and one on the bottom.
Well,
it's a barbell with two gems.
Barbell?
Yes.
See, it's more complicated than you make it sound.
Oh my God.
All right.
What's on your Christmas list? What would you like to get this year?
A pack of Miller Lite.
All vinyls. All I care about right now is vinyl. If it's a new album that I really love, like Billy Strings or Tyler Childers or Charlie Crockett, yes, buy those off of a website. If it's all this old stuff I like, I want to find that in a record shop. I have hundreds of vinyls, but I don't want to just go and order one of those offline. It's just some reissue nonsense.
It feels like, better to find it out in the wild.
Yeah, I don't care if it has scratches on it. Like, if I have to pick it up because it's got a skip in it, who cares? It's a genuine thing that existed in that time and place. So
wait, the ones you buy online are not, they're like remakes?
Yeah, a lot of them are like reissued, like they printed them again. So it's like, I like ones where like rats have chewed off the corners and they smell terrible.
Oh my
like,
God.
Yeah.
They need character.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not about the character. It's that it existed during this time. It's not just some nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not a money grab.
I see. Abby, what's on your list?
The only thing I asked for this year was a Canon G7X camera. I was literally what's the one thing I want to get for Christmas that I don't feel like buying myself? And it's a camera so I can take photos on vacation, so I can film stuff for podcasts.
Yeah, see, damn workhorse right here.
The thing is like you get to an age where it's like when you want something, you kind of just buy it. Like there's definitely things that I want that I can't necessarily afford. Like there's 1,000 purses I'd love to get. But the Canon G7X is like $1,300. So I was like, just give me the camera. And then
who's getting that for you?
My mom.
Oh my gosh. Did she get me some?
My parents are rolling in it at this point. We grew up like normal middle class, but then like we left and my parents all of a sudden have all this money. And so anytime I can, I'm like, Mom, can you buy me this really expensive ding? I'm unemployed.
My philosophy on gift giving is there's always things that people want in their day-to-day life, but they're like, it's just too expensive for them to justify buying it on a whim. And so it's like a $40 bottle of hot sauce. You're like, I really want this hot sauce, but that's like too crazy of a price to spend for myself. So I'll just have the Cholula and Tabasco in my 100%. Fridge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas gift giving, I think, is the perfect time for you to splurge on someone else and give them that thing that they wouldn't buy for themselves.
Yeah. My parents never think that way, though. They're just like, what do you want? I'm like, here's a Pinterest.
Yeah,
got it.
Oh. No, that's what I'm thinking about for other people. When I ask my parents, I'm like, yeah, iPhone 19 Pro Max, please.
Yeah. I'm like, just write it off on your taxes. It's a business expense. It'll be fine. They'll survive.
All right.
Go
round
in a circle.
The horn.
Yep.
Mikey, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf, but Jackson showed me Klaus last year. Amazing.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, Klaus is so good.
Have you guys seen Klaus?
No.
Watch it.
100% this year before Christmas. I'm
literally
serious.
The best.
I'm serious.
Is this the animated one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of freaky. Like an animated Santa.
Even if you hate animated stuff, it's so
phenomenal.
Good.
It's phenomenal.
Trin loved it. She hates animation.
Jackson, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh.
Klaus?
Probably Klaus or Elf. Those are like the heavy hitters.
Mine is a Muppet Christmas Carol, okay. Of course.
Big surprise.
I love the Santa Claus trilogy. Like, those are some of my favorite
with,
movies
wait,
of all
Tim
time.
Allen?
Yes.
No way.
One of those scared me pretty bad.
The
as
second
a kid.
One.
With the twin one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one freaked me out.
Yeah, where it looks like Santa has veneers. Yes. And too much filler.
Yeah. Really didn't do well for the old noggin when I was a child.
I love the Santa Claus trilogy so much. They might be in like my top five films. Maybe not the third one or the second one, but the first one to me is such a classic and is so nostalgic to me.
Can you answer this for me? Does it stand the test of time outside nostalgia?
Absolutely. Please watch
so
it.
So if I
so
watch, because I haven't seen these movies since I was a kid, and we've been kind of pining for Christmas movie to watch. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll watch
this. It's so good. And the second movie is all about how Charlie, Santa Claus's son, is like going down this bad path because he vandalizes. And I remember as a kid thinking, wow, vandalism is going to be such a problem as I get older. I've never seen anybody outside of like Midtown Atlanta.
That's so funny.
Tag anything ever.
That skunks and quicksand.
Yeah.
We were supposed to run into those all the time.
Oh, for sure.
I was like, that's what you do when you're a rebel. You spray paint walls.
Quick tack on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Just watched it. So good.
That's a good movie. Do you find Bernard the elf hot?
Yeah. No, he feels like very like brotherly to me. Like I see him, I'm like, That's my father.
He's
like that's
kinda,
my little elf father.
He's kind of sexy.
The people think Bernard's sexy. I get it, but
All right, next question.
He looks like Frodo.
No, he's sexy. You got to see him in motion.
He does look like Frodo.
Yes, in motion.
No, he doesn't. I promise you, it doesn't change. I promise you, it doesn't.
What?
You just like seeing a man in charge,
baby. What do you eat on Christmas?
Whatever I want.
Wait. this is a Christmas episode.
Sorry.
My family tradition is that you have to eat an elf.
I eat nothing. I eat like takeout.
It's when we sacrifice the elf on the shelf. We sous vide it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any Christmas traditions, everyone?
I was thinking about this. No.
Not even as a kid?
I don't know. Like, it's just like casual stuff. Just gather around the thing, put the cookies out. Mm-hmm. I wish that there was something original.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we did, but we really don't. No.
Jackson?
I mean, not since I was a kid, but I mean, I missed like the big Santa traditions as a kid.
Yeah, that's fun.
Of you know laying out the cookies and the carrots.
Aww.
Used to feel like so monumental.
Carrots.
Like Santa's coming
for the reindeer. Yeah.
Don't put out carrots for the reindeer.
For the reindeer,
they fly on magic. They don't need carrots.
And then we would do. My mom would read us 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Every year, and we stopped doing that in the last like 4 or 5 years.
Oh my god!
Bring it back.
I know we should, but then my mom was like, "Do we need to be doing this every year?" And no. I was like.
Honestly, no.
No, but like for the, you know.
For the vibes.
I think actually the tradition is more surrounded about decorating for Christmas. Like you, we have this one pillowcase that's like something about something briefs and it's Santa in his underwear that goes on my pillow. She plays the Jamie Johnson Christmas album and we decorate the tree.
So we used to open one present on Christmas Eve. Everybody got
that's
to?
That's Jewish.
No, I don't think it is. I think like Latinos do that for some reason. But then like when you get older present, you get less and less presents. So we didn't want to like take out from the pile because that would have like taken out like a big chunk, one present. Otherwise, we just watch It's a Wonderful Life every Christmas Eve. I'm trying to make it a Muppet Christmas Carol, but I don't know if I'm going to be successful.
Did you guys watch any of those like old school classic Christmas movies like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
And,
that's a
Frosty the Snowman.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Okay. What's the worst gift you ever got on Christmas?
I didn't hate it, but from an outsider's point of view, this is terrible. But I got, pie pans?
No.
Tins?
Yeah, little tin pie pans, because I like to shoot them with my BB gun. But it's like I opened a present, and it was tin pans.
My brother historically has usually been a pretty good gift giver, but the last couple years he's been dwindling. And one year, it was like a couple years after I interned there. And I like love New York. Like it's like a known thing that like I'm a big fan of the city. But this was like 3 or 4 years after my internship. And my brother just gave me like a bunch of things that were just screen printed with like the gaudiest, like, I love New York. It was like a canvas tote bag and then like a random notebook.
And like a snow globe with the Empire State.
Yeah, it's like a snow globe. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these tchotchkes? I was like, thanks, mark. Yeah.
Jackson.
Worst gift?
Worst ever.
I don't really think there's anything that I've gotten that I'm like, oh, fuck this. You know, like,
you're just so grateful.
Or I'm just really good at accepting and receiving gifts. There's stuff that's maybe a little impractical that I wouldn't use on the day to day, but like
that's what I want. I want toys. I want stuff that I will have fun with for 15 minutes. Is your next question best gift?
Yeah.
It wasn't, but it can be.
Okay, one of my best gifts was a duck call, which I had no business having, but for 3 days I was just duck calling around the house. Broke it. Blew so much God. I broke it.
Do you know what I want this year?
No.
I want a tungsten cube.
What is that?
What's that?
It's just a heavy cube.
That's awesome.
Out of pure tungsten.
That's awesome.
And I really want it for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy expensive, but I want one.
Yeah, yeah. Back to what we would get you. I would definitely get you some kind of fidget or little thing to hold.
Does someone want to explain what tungsten is?
Tungsten's a metal on the periodic table of elements. And if it's one of the densest stable metals that exists. And if you get it in a cube form, it's like weirdly heavy. And it's like a fun thing to just like
that's awesome.
Have around.
You know what I want? I've held that before.
I want unstable metal. Please. Please give me unstable metal.
That would be a good band name. Unstable metal.
That was good.
So the worst gift I ever got, my mother, God bless her, she is a bad gift giver. She's like famously bad. You tell her what you want and then she gets you the wrong version of what you asked for, which is almost worse than not getting it at all. And she did this to me constantly. Like I would ask for Uggs when I was like in middle school and she got me a pair of like really long purple Uggs. Just and I was like, this is hideous.
Oh my God, my mom does the same thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I have to tell you exactly what I want. Otherwise you get me the worst version of the brands that I want.
It's like she wants, and I'm saying she as in my mom too, it's like she wants your happiness of getting what you want to be like her idea. Like I'm getting you the Uggs, but I'm getting you the Uggs that I'm picking out.
Yes. She's just trying her best and she doesn't know. But 1 year I was so excited because I wanted a pair of Ray-Bans. I wanted the classic Wayfarers square Ray-Bans. I was like going into college and I was so excited to ask for Ray-Bans. That was my big gift because we all get one big gift. So my mom is so excited. She hands me the gift. It's a pair of Ray-Bans, and I'm so happy to see, like, the branding and the little, like, dry cloth. And I open it up, and it is a pair of men's athletic Ray-Bans, like the ones that, like, the nerdiest man running the New York Marathon wears to keep it on your head. It, like, is, like, thin and looks like a bug. And it's obviously for men.
Yeah.
And I just start crying.
Oh, that's, my God.
That was her acknowledging your they, them pronouns.
Oh, she could just, like, see it from them.
She could see it. She's like, this woman's clearly mask. Yeah.
From then on, I was like, I got to send you, like, the dimensions of everything I want.
I'll tell you a nice one. Tell me if they ever did this for you guys. It was the year of the Xbox 360. Everybody was getting one.
Big year.
Yeah,
I remember.
And that's a big gift to ask for. It really is. Like, it was probably 300 at that time.
Yeah.
It's like, it was a lot. And I was so excited. I opened all my gifts, and every gift that I would grab, I would be like, oh my God, is this the Xbox? Like, obviously, they knew that's all I was looking for. But, like, I was very happy about everything I was getting. And then I got through the last one, and I was like, okay, so no Xbox, that's fine. It's all cool. And they're like, yeah, sorry, we couldn't get it. And I was like, no, it's cool. I like my duck call. And then they
go. Just going to go out in the backyard and call for some ducks.
And then they go behind the tree and out comes one last box. And I was so excited. It was incredible.
Oh,
those
so
big
nice.
Console releases were always like the, I remember them being like exactly like that for the Wii.
Yeah.
And like, it was impossible to get them that year because they were all sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
And my parents did a very similar thing to that.
So I'm pretty positive this was not the year that it was released.
No.
I'm sure we waited like a year or two.
All right. What's your favorite Christmas song, Abby?
My favorite Christmas song? I think you can't go wrong with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
That's a good one. I like that.
Okay. Wait, what was the question?
favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Christmas in Jail by Asleep at the Wheel. Mm. It's a Christmas in Jail. He gets a DUI and he's spending Christmas in jail. It's pretty fun.
Huh, fun.
I like Santa Doesn't Know You Like I Do, Sabrina Carpenter.
What is that?
Are you being serious?
I just saw that pop up.
I was right.
I was like, there's no way.
It's a real song. But
no, I know it's a song.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite?
I don't think I have a favorite.
What the hell?
Do you have like a song that you enjoy?
Like number one?
You were just banging something out there. When
I literally just turn on, I just pull up Christmas music and I just play it because I don't even know the words to most of them.
You're a former finance bro. It's probably like, baby, it's cold outside. It's a little bit of sexual harassment for Christmas.
Yeah, you predator.
Or mommy kissing back. Santa Claus.
That's nonsense. That song's gone.
Wait, that song's gone?
I think people have brought it back.
They say it's inappropriate.
Yeah. It's a little predatory.
Wait, what was I gonna say? Oh, you know what I really like? What? I'll have a blue Christmas.
That's a good one.
Well, my favorite is
A Muppet Christmas.
RuPaul's I'm gonna slay for Christmas.
Actually, RuPaul's
I'm gonna ride Santa's leg.
RuPaul's listen, everyone. RuPaul's Christmas album is an incredible Christmas album. I play it for everyone, and they all end up agreeing with me. But the best. Christmas
at gunpoint.
Song. Yes. The best Christmas song ever is Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, yeah. Wait, actually, I would like to second that.
I did go through a phase of being obsessed with that song, but the only version I could find was the Glee version. So I know the Glee version
honestly,
very well.
Not bad either.
That's really funny.
Not bad either. That's a good song.
Not
too.
That on brand for me, but I was really playing that one out.
Okay, Last Christmas is so good.
It's the best song. It's like tickles something in my brain. It's and so delicious.
That music video was so 80s. Like I'm watching it and I'm like, I can't believe people voluntarily dress like this.
I know, a homosexual man with a perm watching a woman and pretending to love her.
I'm pretending.
So yeah, just wait till that's back and in style.
Oh, it's still here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. If you are listening and you got some kids in the car, we're about to talk about the magical world of Santa. So maybe not great for their little ears. Enjoy.
When did you find out Santa was fake?
Oh.
I think middle school.
Seems late. Is that
late? Yeah, well,
people started like planting, or I think other kids started finding out in fifth grade, but like I didn't want to believe that it wasn't.
Yeah. Many people told me, but I was like,
it's probably
shut
like 11,
up.
12.
I was probably 11, but I went downstairs to ask if it's okay to watch TV before I go to bed. And then they were wrapping Christmas. And it was like, I wouldn't have known anything, but they jumped. And I was like, it's fine, but can I watch TV?
That's so sad.
I can see you saying that, but like as now. It's fine.
It did break my heart, but I tried to be cool about it. But somehow I still held out faith for the elf. So they had to keep on doing elf stuff.
That's funny. Yeah.
Santa's fake, but the plastic elf sitting.
Every time they would write some kind of letter from the elf or Santa, I'd be like, this is exactly like mom's handwriting. It's crazy. Aww.
That was my biggest tip off was the... to me from Santa was written just so perfectly in my mom's handwriting, which is really good handwriting. Mm. But I was very defiant of anyone saying that it wasn't real.
You seem like the kind of guy to like be so logical about it from the beginning.
I was all in on it for a long time. I mean, I was probably, I don't know, fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah.
When it started to click and then
it comes in with puberty.
But the thing is, because I had a little sister, there was never like this telling my parents, hey, you know, I know, because I always kept it up until she was aware.
Yeah.
I never thought Santa was real, ever.
Shut up.
I really didn't. First of all, my parents didn't try like at all with Santa because they never said that Santa got all of our gifts. It was always Santa got us the family one big gift. Mm. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. They really didn't try with Santa. but my cousins really did. And so I remember one year when I was at my grandma, Santa came in to come talk to us. And I was like 6 years old. And I was like, that's fucking Uncle Bob. Like, that's literally Uncle Bob. You guys are, you think I'm a fucking moron?
Were you an asshole that would be like, Santa's not real? Because
yeah, she is.
It's no, me
I wasn't.
Off.
I really wasn't. I was jealous of the kids who thought Santa was real. Because my mom was always like, Rebecca, you cannot tell anyone that Santa's not real. It's not.
Oh, that's good that they told you that.
Yes. They said people won't like you.
That bothered me so much when people like did you. That.
Yeah, I always kept a secret. I was very jealous of the kids who thought Santa was real because I was like, it's just Hillary.
I also think one of the reasons why myself and my siblings held on to that for probably a little longer was because we were really close with all of our neighbors. And all of our neighbors were all around the same age. And so all of our parents would like collude together to like get cool gifts that like would kind of work with everyone, like the year that we all got, I don't know, something like everyone got that kind of thing. And so it felt even more magical because of that.
It made it more fun.
It made it way more fun being like in a group with that.
You know what I just realized from you saying that you believed in elves for longer?
No,
was that you? Mikey. Was that Mikey? Okay, sorry. You guys look so alike. My sister was the same. She didn't believe in Santa, but she like bowed at the altar of Elf on the Shelf.
Wait, did you guys have a name for your elf?
Wait. Was yours on the shelf so you couldn't touch it?
No, you're not.
My sister's
on the shelf is supposed to be you're not allowed to touch it. Mine was named Jeb and this creep had this. I'm telling you, no. I need to take a picture of this elf. We'll post it on the Instagram story.
Okay.
It's got the weirdest face, and then the whole body is just red cloth, and it's like this big, but it's literally just like a weird face, and then just like arms red.
That's
body red,
look,
leg
that's
red.
What the elf on the shelf looks like.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't have Elf on the Shelf. Elf on the Shelf wasn't a thing until like my sister had one.
Elf on the Shelf is that like really well done one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God. And the lengths that my parents went through to make that Elf on the Shelf like get into shenanigans every night was because that was like the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that this was a thing when you were like a kid?
Did I know it wasn't real?
I was convinced that Elf on the Shelf wasn't even like a trendy thing to do until my sister got into it, which was after I knew Santa was a phony baloney.
Elf on the Shelf was only a thing when my youngest sister like was still sort of Santa age, which she's 5 years younger than me. So I don't even know. She was a kid.
It must be a newer thing because my parents never did it either.
Yeah.
My parents did not want to do it whatsoever. but let me ask you this. What grade were you in whenever the last person still believed?
Oh,
I remember a girl in eighth grade who believed, and it was like, you're about to be in high school, but it's like also like, I'm not sad, like good for you, you're having fun, but this
that's
is
really
gonna
sad.
It's gonna affect
it is sad. It,
that's gonna affect you in some way in your future to be pretty much conscious and believe in something.
I mean, there's an argument that people make that like you shouldn't be teaching your kids this because it's like
I don't believe
but
that.
I think that's
but
stupid.
Just don't
I think that's
take
dumb.
It too far.
I've kind of felt the same way because, like, I've always, not to get, like, super deep, I've always compared people telling you to believe in Santa with, like, religion, where it's just like, what if somebody just thousands of years ago just made up this thing and, like, gaslit everyone into believing it? I was gaslit into believing that Santa, a man who has elves and brings people Xboxes, was real. Us as humans can be very gullible.
That is true. It is kind of a betrayal.
It is, but man, there is nothing that compares to the genuine magic that it was to be alive during that.
Or to feel like, oh my God, like there's some magical man out there who's going to make my Christmas
tree. And it wasn't creepy because it was all like shrouded in magic.
Yeah. But it is crazy that is you crazy. Like 10 or 11, you're a person.
No, for sure.
And you still believe at that point. Like, it is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Once you find out Santa's not real, you also find out the Tooth Fairy's not real. I had like a pen pal relationship with the Tooth Fairy. I would write her letters.
Aww.
She had a name. Aww. So I didn't have Elf on a Shelf, but I did have Francesca.
No. Francesca, the tooth dealer.
That's so funny. We did Tooth Fairy at our house, 100%.
Yeah.
My mom would write letters in yellow highlighters so it looked like magical. So she would write, and I would like ask her questions. I'd be like, so what's your name?
No, it's okay.
You know how many times that I would put my tooth under my pillow and then I would wake up and there'd be nothing there and I'd go,
the tooth fairy didn't come. And then my parents, like my dad would run upstairs and be like, the $5 bill fell behind your bed. It's right here. And I'd be like, duh.
Of course, because it's a fairy. Yeah, I know. It's really heavy.
She makes mistakes. I get it. I got a heavy head.
We also did it 1 year, I think, with the Easter Bunny. We were probably like a little bit younger. So yeah, they know, so you get hit with the Easter Bunny's not real. Yeah. I think the Easter Bunny was the first one we found out wasn't real.
Sure, that's the one.
That's the one. And we wrote a letter to him, and his name was Barnabas.
Oh,
you had Francesca Barnabas that would come into your house once a year.
Francesca and Barnabas.
I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't know people thought the Easter Bunny was real.
Yeah, here to tell you.
I mean, whenever you're a little kid, but that's like one of the first ones you find out.
I didn't know it was like a figure in that way.
It's Easter Bunny and then Tooth Fairy, and then you find out Santa's not real.
Yeah,
in that order.
Yeah, that is the order. 100%.
Okay.
Which is crazy. You think Tooth Fairy would come first?
There's no like Hanukkah Harry or anything.
Oh, there should be.
Hanukkah Harry.
Actually, is Hanukkah, there?
That sounds actually comes into your place and steals shit from you.
No. It's.
It's where'd all my money go?
It's just your
Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry's just an accountant that shows up in your email inbox with your tax forms. Like, here's how much you can spend
Fuck,
this holiday season.
This year.
Damn it, Hanukkah Harry's after me.
Hanukkah Harry is real. He's from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, yeah, and then David R. Pumpkins or whatever.
David S. Pumpkins. Love him.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Yes.
All right, someone take us home.
Do you have a Christmas hot take?
Christmas dinner's better than Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, totally agree.
Even if you just do takeout, honestly. It is objectively the best holiday of the year, but that's not a hot take at all.
Objectively the best holiday of the year, not a hot take.
My hot take, I actually like Christmas Eve better than Christmas.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, actually.
That's good.
Hard agree.
100%.
I don't think I agree, but I see what you're saying.
Because it feels like it's a crescendo.
Yes.
The anticipation.
Mm-hmm. You have like the anticipation, you usually get dressed up, you go to a nice dinner, mm-hmm. and then like you come home and you like listen to Christmas music.
Yeah.
Whereas Christmas morning, objectively, is like the Sunday scariest of all the days.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have like that fun morning and then you have brunch and then you just kind of sit around and go, well, Publix is cool.
There's a bit of depression right after you finish opening gifts.
And then you're just into January after that.
No, Christmas Eve is so magical. No matter what, you go to sleep and you're kind of like excited no matter what age you are. Mm-hmm. And it's just like you watch a movie with your family and it's so nice.
It is so nice.
Here's a hot take I haven't fully fleshed out, but move Christmas to either February or July.
Okay, no. Okay. Hard no.
That's
no.
Fucking
because
insane.
Then you're looking down the road and you're like, okay, spring's coming, or you're like, it feels so good, it's Christmas, hell yeah, let's go on the water.
Winter would just be cold and barren.
That's okay, you just hibernate.
That's what it's like for Australians.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. I guess my Christmas hot take I've already given, but I think until you've decided you're going to be with this person for the long run, I think you should spend Christmas with your family and they spend it with their family.
I don't hate it.
It's fine.
Don't be bringing no randos to my Christmas.
No, bring randos.
It's sacred.
Bring them.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, Merry Chrysler.
Close her out with a song.
Merry Christmas.
It was a cold one.
One Christmas Eve.
Waiting for Santa.
That Miller Lite.
I had something up my sleeve.
Or maybe a stocking.
Hung from the fire.
I have a line. I don't know if I can say it.
Go ahead.
It was my elf on the shelf fucking.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Pioneer.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.